If you also learned Klingon to understand what the cool girls in middle school were saying about you behind your back, our next game is for you. So this is an audio quiz called Conlang. Conlang is short for constructed language, which is a nice way of saying a fake language like Klingon or Elvish that nerds can learn. So I'm going to play you a clip. You're going to tell me the movie, television show, or video game the fictional language comes from. And the points are double. So Jill, stay in the lead, and you are in the final round. Emma, you need to get more points, or you can take solace in the old Klingon proverb. You'll get them next time, Tiger. All right, let's start with an inspiring military speech. Jill.
Game of Thrones.
That is correct, yes. Are you a fan?
Yes.
Okay, do you know the name of the language?
I think it's Dorathian. Dorathian?
Dothraki, yeah,
Dothraki,
that's right.
Yes.
Yeah, there you
Thank
go.
You.
Very good. If you have kids, you'll probably know this one.
Despicable Me?
Jill, that is correct, yeah. That is banana language. Minions. I always want to eat a minion. I feel like they...
They do look tasty. Well, they look like marshmallow peeps.
I guess so. This language lets you communicate with a certain animal often associated with being evil.
Sayasashi.
Jill.
Harry Potter.
That's right. That's parcel tongue from Harry Potter. Fun fact, we got that recording of me this morning. This one goes out to everyone who's built a swimming pool, waited for their character to get in, and then deleted the ladder, so they drown. Emma.
The Sims.
Yeah. Simlish. You play, you're nodding your head, one of your favorites.
I was a Sim for Halloween one year.
You were?
Yeah. Just a diamond, Great. But you know.
Just a diamond?
Yeah.
This is your last clue. As Mila Jovovich learned in this 1997 space opera, the word multipass bridges all cultures.
Dopo metin back da senovoi.
Emma.
The Fifth Element.
That is correct. After two games, Jill will be going on to our final round. Coming up, we'll find out who will face off against Jill in our final round, and comedian and actor Nick Kroll is here. He starred in a Comedy Central show called Kroll Show, which you'd think that show was made for him, but actually he beat out 300 other Krolls. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.